4E, Speaking Skills, Exercise 2B, page 47.
In today's world, it seems to me that more and more people are attracted to crash diets, which promise quick and easy weight loss results. It appears that every so often, a new diet craze is publicized in magazines or on the bestseller lists. Most of these diets are not intended for long periods of time, and dieters can supposedly lose a few kilos a week. Some celebrities actively promote these diets in the media. Dieters may not be concerned about whether a diet plan advertised by an attractive celebrity is healthy or logical. They are simply motivated by quick weight loss. In my opinion, these crash diets are too good to be true, and I believe people do not know all the facts. That is why I believe people should be discouraged from going on extreme diets, as they might not be aware of the dangers involved. I feel that crash diets shock the body and send it into starvation mode. The severe restriction of calories deprives the body of essential nutrients and vitamins that it needs to function properly. It is my firm belief that crash diets not only impact a person's physical health and well-being, but they can also have a harsh effect on their mental and emotional health. Because the body isn't getting the nutrients it needs to produce energy, restricted calories often leave dieters feeling hungry, irritable, and tired. The way I see it, these negative effects on the body are another reason why people should avoid crash diets. Overall, I strongly believe that if people make the right food choices, they will be investing in their physical and mental health. I feel that people should be discouraged from going on crash diets because skipping meals and strict calorie consumption are not good ways to lose weight and stay healthy.